This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO's current 30 members on Tuesday signed off on the next steps for Finland and Sweden to join the military alliance, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Both countries submitted their applications in May, breaking long-standing non-aligned stances in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Once NATO member parliaments ratify the decision, their memberships will represent the most significant expansion of the alliance in nearly 30 years. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg commended all member nations for moving so quickly to accept Finland and Sweden's applications, and he thanked Turkey, Finland, and Sweden for their constructive work in reaching a compromise after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan initially opposed the two countries' memberships. Erdogan agreed to the NATO expansion only on the condition that the two Nordic countries extradite suspects with links to outlawed Kurdish groups, which Turkey views as terrorists. The accession protocol means Finland and Sweden can participate in NATO meetings and have greater access to intelligence. But until they are fully ratified by all member nations, they will not be protected by the NATO Defense Clause, which says an attack on one ally is an attack against all. The ratification process is likely to take up to a year. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A prosecutor in suburban Chicago says the gunman accused of attacking a U.S. Independence Day parade has been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder, and dozens more charges will be sought. He added that the suspect, if convicted of murder, would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. Authorities said earlier on Tuesday the gunman, who killed at least 7 people, legally bought 2 high-powered rifles and 3 other weapons, despite authorities being called to his home twice in 2019 after he threatened suicide and violence. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com.